Okay, turn the page. Dative case. Let's read under the dative case. The dative case is commonly used to express indirect object and with some prepositions. Okay, that's the essential thing. Now, we've already had number one, instrument or means. We've already had that. We've already had number two, the dative of an advantage or disadvantage. And we have already had number five, the direct objects of some verbs. Like, remember pistoio, to trust? He trusted the Lord, and you have that. All right? So, you can omit number four. Now, all you got to learn is three and six. What's three? This is an important one. To indicate with respect to what or whom something is said or done, you might just write the word in the margin, epexegetical. That's really what this is. It's a sort of an epexegetical usage. Number three. Now, look at my example. Remember, ischirus means strong. It's one of our new words. Well, from the last chapter. The evil people are strong somati. Thus, holy ones are strong psyche. So they're strong with respect to the body, and the other guys are strong with respect to the soul. So sometimes you can express this as in. They are strong in body, but the idea is with respect to. And notice that there's no preposition there. It is simply the dative, somati, psyche. This is a very common usage, by the way, in the New Testament. Strong with respect to something. Now we come to time again. Number six. Look at number six. Expressing a point of time. He died at the third hour. At the third hour. So, that is a point of time. This is different than saying he died during the day.